Okay, hello, good morning. Can you all hear me at the back? Yes. Good. Because of the subject that I'm going to talk about, there are some words that you probably won't understand. I will try and explain them as I go along, but if there's anything you'd like me to make more clear, please just raise your hands, or if there's anything you want to ask as I'm talking, just go ahead and feel free to ask. It's no problem. Or if you want to wait till the end, you can ask me any questions then. Okay. As John said, I did used to be a nurse. I started off training as a general nurse, looking after adults in hospitals, and then I did some more training and became a children's nurse. But my last job was as a research nurse, so I worked in a hospital and I worked with new drugs that had not yet been given a license, were still being developed, and we would try them out on patients, which isn't as awful as it sounds, you know. They had been tested previously and they were safe. So from there, I ended up moving into the pharmaceutical industry, that is, the companies that make drugs, and I still work with research, so I help with the testing of new drugs and their development. So just hope this works. To start off, I'm talking about the National Health Service today, and we refer to it as the NHS because National Health Service takes too long to say. Before the NHS was created in 1948, excuse me, there were a variety of different services available to people. They were not very good, and it often depended on how much money you had and where you lived on what was available to you. So I'm just going to go through what healthcare there was before the NHS. Midwives, do people understand midwives? Midwives help women when they're having babies, when they're giving birth. Over half the babies before the NHS were generally born at home, and people didn't have the opportunity to go to hospital and have a doctor present. So midwives worked in the community and they would go to people's houses and help them there. They weren't always very well trained or very well qualified. And if you look at midwives today, they're very professional, they're trained, they work in hospitals and in the community. But in those days, it was more based on just experience. And obviously, the death rate of babies was a lot higher compared to now. General practitioners, who I'll refer to as GPs, are doctors. These are doctors that work in the community and look after people, you know, within their homes and in the community. They're often referred to as primary caregivers because they're the first people that you go and see if you're not feeling well, if you're ill or sick. Before the NHS, you had to pay if you wanted to go and see a GP. You had to give them money in order to get treatment. In the beginning of this last century, about 1911, the government did introduce a law whereby any worker was able to get free care from a GP, but their families didn't, so their wives and their children still had to pay. But the actual workers were able to get free care from doctors. There were hospitals around before the NHS, but they could be very different, again, depending on how much money was available and where they were. Municipal hospitals were run by the local town. They were public hospitals, and they weren't really very nice places, and they didn't provide a lot of care for people who had a sudden illness. What they did was look after people who had been ill for a long time and weren't going to get better and generally couldn't go home. So we call them the chronically sick. And, you know, standards of care were not good. There was little opportunity for doctors to train and learn about medicine in the municipal hospitals. And they were generally where poor people went.